T-Dub, you put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, April 9th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it continues to be. It's gaining momentum because as in the words of Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And so evil continues to press on. We'll talk a little bit about that today. Actually, we'll talk a lot about that today. I've been saying for the last 2 weeks that I want to do give some emphasis to the subject of color revolution. And we'll touch on that with one story today. But I just want to go through some news articles, some emails and things that are hopefully helpful and instructive to that end. And I think, again, you know, if bad guys are so concerned with influence, they spend inordinate amounts of time, energy, and of course money that they've stolen from everyone through a variety of means on commanding influence. If influence is so important, well, then maybe it's time to influence ourselves and one another. Obviously, the time is long overdue. But see, again, Edmund Burke speaks to the sort of libertarian dilemma, if you will. Most people that appreciate the common law, appreciate the idea of just living and let live, won't go out and try to create some kind of Marxist revolt, turning people against one another and themselves, and those kinds of despicable acts. But bad guys do, and they really are in the employ of and under the control of the devil. Because, you know, I mean, I read over the weekend, when I was on the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer on Saturday, I mentioned John 8 and John 10 and Jesus talking about this, you know. John 8, he after this exchange, he goes back and forth, and finally he says, "You guys are of your father the devil. He is a liar and the father of lies. There is no truth in him." And then in John 10, verse 10, he mentions that the deceiver came only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." So that is the battle. It's life and death, which brings us to the continuing series and the title of it. Over the last 3+ weeks now, the murderous proxy, U.S. power elite, that's the term C. Wright Mills coined, the power elite, NME, enemy, the initials of the National Military Establishment that was created as a result of the National Security Act, MIC, Military Industrial Complex, Eisenhower's term, technocrat Eisenhower, calling it the same apparatus, really, the military-industrial complex, not long after. IIC, Intelligence Industrial Complex, a term coined by Tim Schurock back in 2005. And this is all really the same apparatus. And then, of course, market security state, which was a term adopted and modified by Patrick Porter, borrowing from Philip Bobbitt's The Shield of Achilles. And we see this happening, you know, kind of the progression of things, Power Elite, NME, MIC, IIC, MSS. Market security state is an interesting discussion. Listening to Tucker Carlson's going to do a series this week, apparently, on the rise and preeminence of China's artificial intelligence efforts, and he's going to talk about how Eric Schmidt has talked about how there's a national security issue at stake because China, you know, and so you can see that market security state discussion in that narrative, that storyline. And incidentally, at this point, there are no accidents, and the fact that China will move the ball much further down the line on artificial intelligence, so-called, and those kinds of efforts in that market security state apparatus is not a surprise, because they have it's really not about countries so much as where you can get things done now. And in simple terms, it'll be easier for bad guy technocrats, demonic, satanic minions to move that agenda forward much faster in China with their regulatory climate than it would be here. There will be less resistance. And, you know, they're very good at some things in China. Obviously, they've been good at reproducing things for, you know, since time immemorial. They're good at that anyway. And of course, they've had for years. I mean, guys like James Corbett, for example, have done some great reporting on the fact that what's been happening for years in China is very scary already. You know, they have these cities, the all of those empty cities that everyone's reported on. Even the History Channel and some other mainstream outlets have reported on the fact that China has, you know, and they went through over the last 20 or so years a wave of who said they used more concrete than all of, oh, it was Bill Gates, I think, who said, with all of the development they've had in the last two or three decades, China used more concrete in the 21st century than America used throughout the entire 20th century. But a lot of that went into these cities that are empty. And so you have to wonder, is it just poverty that keeps people out of these cities? And when you see the kind of surveillance state apparatus that China has created, I mean, I think any reasonable person would think that maybe that's part of what keeps people out of these empty cities. Anyway, we'll talk about some of this stuff, and we'll hold off on the color revolution stuff till Wednesday. I think we'll cover it in depth on Wednesday. We'll touch on it between now and then, but color revolution on Wednesday, and we'll talk about some of the other stories between now and then. To kick off today's broadcast on a lighter note, I would say congratulations to Patrick Reed for playing four fantastic rounds to win the Masters over the weekend. And it was a pretty exciting finish. For those that follow those kinds of things, you obviously know that it's pretty exciting. And there's a young crop of talent, bright young talent that will invariably give chase for years to come. But it was an exciting finish. Patrick Reed held on to shoot a one under par 71. Ricky Fowler made a charge. Jordan Spieth made a charge. Rory McIlroy couldn't get the deal done, but obviously is capable at any time. And I thought it was interesting. Years ago, someone who I would consider obtuse said Tiger Woods wasn't relevant. I think Dick Gregory had an interesting point. I'm not sure I agree with everything Dick Gregory said about the Tiger Woods controversy and that whole situation, but I think Dick Gregory had a good point. I think there's something in there to that. But this person I would consider obtuse said that Tiger Woods isn't relevant years ago. And it's patently false. You know, the folks at Bridgestone mentioned just this week, apparently, as the Masters begun, that they had sold out of an entire year's supply of the golf ball that Tiger Woods played in 10 days. So that's pretty remarkable. They've also seen their equipment sales skyrocket. Their golf sales apparently have shot up by 30% because Tiger announced that he was playing their equipment, their ball, actually. And so that's interesting. You know, Tiger still is the Zen master of golf at this point, and I hope that he's able to hang around and win a lot more, because it'll keep things interesting. Anyway, that's kind of on a lighter note. And so now let us dive in, I suppose. The phone lines will be open, you know, since we haven't done that for a while. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we'll keep it kind of loose in terms of format. But, you know, I would just kind of start with this concept. Imagine a clique of people who decided that certain folks were undesirable. Imagine that this clique decided that they cooked up some ways to so engineer information and history as to lead folks to believe that some people were undesirable. Imagine that this clique went even further and constructed a system that was predicated on these kinds of concepts. Imagine that this clique went even further than that and started to engineer, they started targeting certain classes of people, then they started engineering those undesirables, mentally challenged folks, for example. And imagine they went a step further even, and they were so wicked and depraved that they'd done all of that, but that wasn't enough, and they went a step further, and they actually used those people that they've been engineering as a sort of Operation Gladio strategy of tension Manchurian candidate or patsy. And as diabolical and science fiction as that sounds, that's precisely what's been happening over the last 150 years or so. You know, from Thomas Malthus, obviously back further than 150 years, but from Malthus to Galton to Darwin, you know, Thomas Malthus, obviously his SEM population control, Francis Galton, a cousin, half cousin, I think, of Charles Darwin, who coined the term eugenics and applauded his cousin Darwin for his book. And we always forget the whole title. What is the whole title? You know, everyone calls it The Origin of Species. But that's not the full title. The full title is On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. Or, and that's an or. And in language, what does or mean? Or, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Who determines? Who decides? The Preservation of Favored Races. You know, based on the title alone, I think we could argue that Charles Darwin was one of the most racist people history has ever known. And of course, now, you know, like I said, Galton, Francis Galton, his cousin, applauded him. Hey, your book is brilliant. Now we're not stuck with the theological argument that life is priceless. Now we can tell certain people that you're biologically inferior, therefore you must die. And as a result, we know that the John D. Rockefellers and these goofballs and their ilk have taken it upon themselves to become inbreeders. They really are. They're inbreeders. They intermarry in their power elite families. And that has produced a number of hereditary problems, to say the least. But, you know, they continue doing evil and try to re-engineer the world in the devil's image, because that's kind of the plan. So you have those folks, the Fabian socialists coming into the 20th century, the National Institutes of Health, and all of the awful things, the sterilization projects and things that were being carried out there. You know, the Tuskegee experiments are something that history sort of tries to forget, but, you know, keep re-emerging. You have Roundup and glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, which now is one of the most hardcore catalysts to the kind of destruction that I'm talking about. According to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, senior research professor at MIT, one in two children born by about 2030, she predicts, will be autistic, 80% of boys and the corresponding number of girls. Something is wrong. And like I said, these folks are being engineered now. The idea has always been to engineer a soft kill, you know, and folks like, guys like Ted Turner, his quote, you know, a total world population of between 250, 300 million people would be ideal. And, you know, all of the other quotes that go along with that obviously come to mind. The Club of Rome and the book, The First Global Revolution, come to mind, and saying again that people are, the masses are the problem. Your breath is what's causing all of this global change, when in reality, these folks, these jet setters that fly around to these secret meetings, or not so secret meetings, these privileged meetings, their footprint creates more, it's a larger carbon footprint than you and I could ever create in our lifetime. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
It's high time we all get knowledged up and share that knowledge with one another, because bad guys are very dead set on eliminating the undesirables. And elimination ultimately means death. And again, love them or hate them, Daniel Goldhagen's term, eliminationism, is definitely the operative term. And I've been kind of trying to circle back around to that. It's so this concept for the last 3+ weeks now, the death cult ideology that has gripped our society. When you start to see, you know, we talk about a variety of problems on this network and on this broadcast that plague America today. But really, to me, one of the best summaries of it is what I've been referring to as this death cult ideology that has gripped our society and the world, really. And again, it's been through a process. You know, it gained serious momentum through the Fabian Socialists and Cecil Rhodes Trust, obviously, which created a number of things like the London School of Economics, where bad guys go to learn how to do bad things, and you know, the consolidation of wealth in this effort that was mentioned in Cecil Rhodes' Last Will and Testament. So you have these things, but eliminationism, Daniel Goldhagen's term, I think is also a synonym, so to speak, to the death cult ideology, or it's a parallel. And from Wikipedia, again, eliminationism is the belief that one's political opponents are a cancer on the body politic that must be excised either by separation from the public at large, through censorship, or by outright extermination in order to protect the purity of the nation. And, you know, we see rampant socialism on the rise and all kinds of various sort of virulent strains, you know, that go further. Communism, fascism, and, you know, just all kinds of weird. I've seen kids, you know, there's obviously, you know, all the kids that wear the Che Guevara shirts, they don't have any idea what they're doing. I've seen kids wearing Mao shirts and all kinds of goofy stuff like that. And it all starts somewhere. And again, as Henry de Saint-Simon and even the earliest socialists admitted, and you go back and look at Robert Owen's society and all of this, it's just weird. It's cultish and authoritarian. At some point, man is deciding for man, and nothing good comes of all of that. It's like any other addiction. You know, if I want to lose a few pounds, you know, and suddenly I'm emaciated and everybody's saying, we're concerned about you. Well, it's become an addiction and it feeds on itself. And these kinds of isms are the same thing. These people are like an anorexic or a bulimic who can't stop doing what they're doing because their addiction feeds on itself. So again, in terms of eliminationism and kind of that progression in a political spectrum, Rudolf Hess's words are provocative: national socialism is nothing but applied biology. And when we opened this series, we played the clip of Jordan Peterson, how a totalitarian regime, how to start a totalitarian regime, I think. And he cited Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men, which was essential research for Daniel Goldhagen's Hitler's Willing Executioners. And I know folks have been critical of that, but again, I would point folks to Goldhagen's later work, Worse Than War, Genocide, Eliminationism, and the Ongoing Assault on Humanity, which was published almost 10 years ago now. And he's been working on that stuff for a long time. And so, you know, the resources that I mentioned early on, the beginning of last month, are instructive, so I won't go back through those. But eliminationism is the kind of an operative subset concept of this death cult ideology. And as Daniel Goldhagen mentioned in that clip we played of him, the way he put it, he said, recast what the major problem is. Genocide is treated different. And this cannot be overstated. This is why I'm going to hammer on color revolution, because it's war. And people don't realize it's war. And there are the other parallels, you know, cyber terrorism that the United States government has conducted on other countries like Iran and North Korea, in conjunction with or in partnership with Mossad, Israeli Mossad. You know, that's war. We would consider it war, wouldn't we? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
All right, let me welcome back. Let me see if I can frame this in the proper context, and then we'll go to the phones, and we'll go, you know, again, we'll go to some emails and stuff. This is serious business. People don't realize we're in an all-out war right now. Again, color revolution is war. Cyber attacks are war. The United States government has carried those out. Obviously, Stuxnet is one that's admitted. U.S. Israeli joint cyber terrorism. You can go look at the WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 dumps that show that. And probably one of the most terrifying things about the Vault 7 dumps is that obviously that's not reserved to the intelligence community itself. If that were any better, which I don't think it is, but. You know, as folks like Tim Sherrock and R.J. Hillhouse have pointed out for 10 years or more, the intelligence community is predominantly outsourced, not a little bit, predominantly, you know, to the Booz Allen Hamiltons of the world. What does that mean in terms of, you know, Patrick Porter's prescient term, the market security state? So this sprawling creeping blackness that is enveloping the world just continues to spread out. And at the heart of it is the economic issue, the central banking issue. And we're getting to the point where they're about to jump ship on that too and go to the next the next iteration of that, but it should be nice to cut that hydra off before that happened. Anyway, let me see if I can frame this differently so it makes sense. The way that Daniel Goldhagen put it in that talk that we played, his Worse Than War talk, talking about his book, he said, recast what the major problem is. Genocide is treated different, and it is. This is a huge problem because it allows us to marinate in our cognitive dissonance or our schizophrenia. Well, you know, it's not like we're being attacked. Yes, we are. Genocide is treated different, he said. And when actually it's an instrument in a form of politics. Again, what did Rudolf Hess say? You know, he said that National Socialism is nothing but applied biology. Daniel Goldhagen's remarks are provocative. Genocide is treated different when actually it's an instrument in a form of politics known as eliminationism. And that is the predominating form of politics right now. These people that have hijacked America and as a proxy or by proxy the world, this is their political view, eliminationism. And everyone but them should go away. And even some of them, you know, it gets back to that sort of Tontine mindset, you know, the Highlander mindset. There can be only one. Again, it's a sickness and it feeds on itself. Anyway, so genocide is treated different when actually it's an instrument in a form of politics known as eliminationism. Desire to eliminate groups of people, the undesirables. They use a variety of instruments. This is key. They use a variety of instruments. Severe repression, forced incarceration, reproductive prevention, expulsion, mass elimination of groups of people, the undesirables. You know, expulsion, mass killing, excuse me, and genocide. So genocide is just, as Daniel Goldhagen pointed out, genocide is the extreme end of that spectrum. But, you know, severe repression, forced incarceration, reproductive prevention or mass sterilization, obviously, expulsion, mass killing, and genocide, those are some of the variety of instruments, as Daniel Goldhagen pointed out. But eliminationism is the overarching political ideology, if you will. And we see this kind of stuff all over the place. I'll give you one example and we'll go to the phones. There's a story that was published yesterday at Town Hall by Kurt Schlichter titled "Liberals Announce Plan to Crush Normal Americans in a New Quote-Unquote Civil War." Spoiler, he adds parenthetically, spoiler, it's not a great plan. So he opens the article, "Tech Titan Jack Dorsey of San Francisco-based social media platform Twitter applauded an article in something called Medium," which I think he's being kind of cheeky. It's funny. Anyway, in which some other hipster CEO described how liberals intend to crush normal Americans into serfdom in a bloodless civil war. Can you see why I've been using the term Brazilianization, Michael Lind's term? It's, you know, Balkanization divides us up, but like Michael Lind said, Brazilianization is this otherizing of the mass of civilization. And then with this elimination sickness that feeds on itself, where do we go from there? So Kurt Schlichter's article points to the Medium article by Peter Layden and Rui Teixeira, titled "The Great Lesson of California and America's New Civil War." And Peter Layden is the founder and CEO of Reinvent, another, you know, as Kurt Schlichter puts it, he's another hipster CEO, but I don't even know if I'd call him that. He's kind of an older guy. Anyway, "The Great Lesson of California in America's New Civil War." There is this, I mean, it might as well have a big hubris stamp on the front of the article. subtitled Why There's No Bipartisan Way Forward at This Juncture in Our History. One Side Must Win. Do you think he's serious? He's deadly serious. Maybe we'll play, there's an audio, and it's a series, California is the Future, and it's a 20, there's a 20-minute audio that goes along with it, and I believe this is part four of the series, but, and it was published back in January, I believe. Anyway, deadly serious, and we see this all over the place. This is, you know, what I would call textbook Brazilianization. And so, again, you have the masses who have very little political influence, according to Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page study back in 2014, which just echoes what we've heard throughout history after 20 years of multivariate analysis, they said. And most people just want to be left alone and live their lives. And, you know, but then you have these guys with unlimited resources, unlimited time on their hands, and they're all banding together like that bundle of sticks with a little axe head hanging out of it to try to chop the rest of us off. And I'm not trying to create a Marxist conflict scenario. I'm just saying there are people. Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy. They really are planning in eliminationism fashion to eliminate the undesirables. And if you're not some tech overlord, if you're not a technocrat, communitarian, you know, bad guy, then you're not part of the club. And I think it's time for the world to say enough, for the common folk, the rest of us, to say enough. Leave us alone. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Dave.
I have an email right here that was sent to me that has something really interesting in it, and I'll send it along to you. I'm going to post it on my website, too, because I find it so intriguing and instructing for people like me that's just really trying to learn about, oh, let's say all of these different microwave harmful effects and so forth. I'm still trying to catch up to some of that stuff. But anyway, in this, some people have a real way with words when they're writing. My mother always told me I did, and I should get into that, but I don't think that I do, so I haven't. But anyway, this one thing that this says, and like I said, overall this is about these damage from what's called 5G. But here's the way this reads, and this deals with the people like, as you put it, David Attention Hog. But I think he's not naive, all right? I think he's very deliberate. So this is a little naive in that regard, but it says, and younger people really should word search Hitler Youth so they understand what that is, because
absolutely,
it's more of a buzzword to where they probably think it's just some kind of an insult, which it isn't. The Hitler Youth was a very real movement.
Can I say something real quick to that as kind of an aside? You know, speaking of the Hitler Youth, and again, you know, Hitler, David Hogg, to me, they're sort of an archetype. And I've mentioned the concept of the Zek lately, the person who wants to survive at all costs. This is another person that's used by these bad guys who operate on an eliminationism ideology. And so, you know, Hitler is the archetype that was a sickly, feeble, not virile and strong individual who is a sort of Zek who is then used by these guys to attack other people. It's a kind of form of Stockholm syndrome, I would say. David Hogg strikes me as that kind of person. And they use these types of people who will survive at all costs to attack others. And in the similar fashion, not quite the same, but parallel, like I was saying earlier, what's being engineered now, as we know, and, you know, Bertrand Russell's words, diet injections and injunctions will combine, kind of come to mind. But, you know, we see the scientific engineering of the pasty, androgynous, hermaphroditic, not necessarily boy, not necessarily girl, very if it's a boy or a young man, he's probably going to be scrawny, feeble, sickly, effeminate. And that's largely through, again, through sort of genetic engineering type stuff, you know, the food, the estrogen leaching end products, the endocrine disruptors, the soy end products, the glyphosate, and all of these things and vaccines combining to really scientifically engineer these people. And a lot of them are falling on that autism spectrum somewhere around Asperger's.
And opportunistic, I would add, to the characteristics that you described of this people group, because that is, they're cultivated in that manner. But and fashion, of course, that's a cognate of fascist or fascistic. So the bad guys really study this all thoroughly and study it out. Yep. But anyway, to this article, this is just a sentence or two. And while gun control is a huge issue in America right now with the quote-unquote Hitler youth of today going all in to take away their own rights, why aren't any of these kids talking about the quote-unquote 5G killing fields that are rapidly being rolled out all across America as air foul word, reported back in March about the 5G kill grid, quote, they won't need to fire a shot. They'll just cook you, end of quote. Anyway, that's a man that's able to marshal words together to get right to the point. And like I said, I'll send this article along because it has instructed me to the point where I know very little about the internet yet myself. I started real late, but this 5G apparently is ominous beyond anything that has came along so far in terms of the really, really mattoidal bad guys, you know, at the top of the food chain from what this describes.
Yeah, it's true. And it's really not even a secret. You know, it kind of, that whole storyline bubbles just below the 6 o'clock news line, below the CNN line, as Sam Gardner would put it. But it's not a secret. And, you know, they're going to put them about every 250 feet or so, and it's going to be fantastic, except, you know, that's just it. It'll be a microwave every 250 feet. So
beyond that, it's being introduced as something that is the next step in, well, what would Darwin call it? Evolution. It's the next step. We're arriving in all of this type of thing.
Right.
And it's really insidious. But anyway, the title of this is, so you can catch this and look at it if you want, it's As Globalists, quote-unquote, Summon the Demon, This, quote-unquote, Covert Weapon of Mass Destruction is being fast-tracked across America. And young people better get on it and learn about this stuff, because if young people don't start aiming their vitriol in the right direction, which is right now, they're so, not all, that's for sure. I mean, there are some people, this Liz Wheeler, she's she's very good. She studies her subject matter before she goes on and interviews anyone and everything. And people like that, there are very serious-minded people that are sounding the alarm. But this is something that I think deserves a... and you do speak on this. I mean, you're one of the few that I have listened to that has. And it's... anyway, that's what... it's a rather long article. It's by Stefan Stanford. Anyway, I'll send it along. Thank you kindly for taking my call, and I'll do so again when I find something interesting that I think deserves attention. So long.
Right on. Thanks, Dave. It's just part and parcel to the death cult ideology, and just another piece in the recipe for eliminationism. And so again, I mean, to summarize, as you start looking, if you look through that context of eliminationism and the death cult ideology, you can see there's really no two ways about it. And again, as I said at the outset of this series, the idea was hopefully to speak to the gaslighting. Because I don't know about you, but it's very frustrating for me, and that's a huge understatement, to see what's really going on and to have that either not spoken to or to be lied to about it. It pisses me off, quite frankly. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. You know, I would apologize for being indiscreet, but we should all be outraged, really, at what's going on. You're telling me that an infant that you give 7 or 8 shots to at one visit. One is bad enough, but 7 or 8, and that's just an all-out assault on a little tiny body that's still developing, and it's being attacked by a number of different viruses altogether. That's a coordinated, that's all-out war on that little tiny body. That's not going to have a deleterious effect on that little body. And then feed it soy, which is pig food, and glyphosate. I swear bad guys laugh about this. Some of them probably laugh. And again, Weishaupt's words, "Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe?" it's despicable. And it should stop. And, you know, again, Edmund Burke's words are apropos. As long as, you know, men of conscience, which is another quote, but, you know, as long as men of conscience, or good men, so to speak, do nothing, as long as folks who know better sit idly by, this will continue, and it will continue to gain momentum. And that's not okay. We're almost done with the last segment in the first hour here, but let's go back to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
In the interest of you know, bringing a bit of sanity to this nonstop death cult psychop, you know, that's just designed to keep us all looking in the wrong directions, you know, I'd like to wish our Russian Orthodox Christians in Russia and around the world who celebrated Easter yesterday, Christos Voskres, Voistinu Voskres. And in the Russian Orthodox tradition, they don't say Happy Easter to people. They use these two phrases, and the first person says Christos Voskres, which means Christ is risen, to which the other one responds, Voistinu Christos, which means truly Christ is risen. And just to bring reality to this stuff that's being crammed down our throats, I watched online live for nearly 3 hours an Easter celebration in Moscow at the Christ the Savior Cathedral. And the whole service goes on for about 5 hours, and it begins Saturday night and then goes past midnight into Sunday morning. And there were thousands and thousands of people in this particular cathedral, including Putin. I'd like to tell a little bit more of the story.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll continue with that story when we come back. Folks, stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.